is taken from Revelation chapter 21 and beginning to read at verse 1. That's Revelation chapter 21, beginning to read at verse 1. I think there are Bibles at the side of each row of seats if you'd like to follow. It could be found on page 1249. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." This is the word of the Lord.
Let me begin with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you because you are the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, you will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. We pray that you be with us today and feed us with your word. In your name we pray. Amen. Some of you may know that I like cooking. And when I was preparing for this evening talk, Mark said to me, "Just think about it as if you were making a dish. Just put a bit of this, a bit of that, and you will be fine." Just explaining as if it was, baking a cake or making a dish. So I just thought, okay, if it's like that, I think I may just about manage. So for tonight, I've got a recipe for you. Now you can imagine what we're cooking today. And this is healing that we're cooking today. And I have just one ingredient for you. But I'm going to be speaking about three different points, all beginning with a P. Now, when you're baking a Victoria sponge, if you add a little bit of corn flour, the cake is that much lighter. You only need a very small amount, that it makes a big difference. That's what Nigella Lawson says, anyway, and I think she's right. But the ingredient I've got for you tonight, really what you want is a lot of it. You won't go wrong so long you put lots and lots of it. And it doesn't matter if you're baking it, if you're frying it, if you're steaming it, whatever you do with it, it will work every time. Now we all know that we live in a world that is broken. There is suffering, there is illness, frustration, despair, anxiety, and the list just goes on and on. And we are all, in one way or another, in need for healing, whether it's healing of the body or healing of the mind. So who do we turn to? And how do we do it? And what do we expect to happen? Let's think of a child. He's playing in the garden, hurts his knee, there's a bruise. What does he do? Well, he cries because it's hurting. And he turns to his mother. That's what he does. He turns to his mother. So what do we do when it hurts, when our body is not responding in the way it should, or when our minds are playing up? Who do we turn to? How do we do it? Well, here's my ingredient. Here's the recipe. And that's my first P. It's P for prayer. No more a secret ingredient. Although there is another one which will come later. One we all know about. Now, God has many names in the Bible. He's a comforter. He's a counselor. A strong tower, our refuge in times of trouble, our deliverer, our father. And tonight I'm giving him another name. He's a chef. He's the chief chef of this kitchen. And that's the ingredient he's given us. He's given us prayer. And as I said, he doesn't want us to use it in small amounts like you would do with the corn flour in the Victoria's sponge. We need to use it always, as much as we want. You can never have enough of it. Free range, no shortage. When we pray, we're in the presence of God. Prayer is the place where pride is abandoned, where hope is lifted, and where our supplications are made. Prayer is the place of admitting our needs and adopting humility and claiming dependence upon God. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Cast all your anxiety on him. It is through heartfelt prayer that he listens. Father Thomas Keating said, "Perhaps the shortest and most powerful prayer in human language is help." No more need saying. Psalm 107, verses 28 and 30 remind us that then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to the desired heaven. There is the power of prayer. My grandfather fought in the Spanish Civil War. And at the time, he was married with two very young children. And one day he had enough and he said, "Oh God, why don't you hit me with a bullet so I can go home?" The next minute, a bullet hit his hand, went right straight from here to the end. Next thing, he was home with his family. I'm not saying all prayers are answered that quickly, but there is answer to prayer. All you have to do is ask. Ask. Don't be shy. Cast all your anxieties on him. He is your comforter. He is your strong tower. He is your refuge in times of trouble. And the zest that adds the extra dimension to our cake is the fact that he cares for you. His care is like himself, unchangeable, never failing. He understands how you feel, and he shares the pain with you. After all, we all live in a broken world, but he cares. Cast all your anxiety on him in prayer, because he cares. Prayer is not always easy, as Mark has reminded us, but it's there for us to use, and the more you use it, you will see its effect. Now, a lady told me, an Italian lady once, chi non lavora non mangia. Some of you may probably understand that, which means that do not work won't get to eat. Do you get it? Chi non lavora non mangia. If you don't pray, you don't see the result. So here I come with my second P. My second P is that of peace. Let me tell you a story. This is March 2001. I had been married to Adrian for a year and a half, living in the UK, no children. And Adrian had been sent to a last-minute business trip to Kenya for a week. So I decided, I was working, I thought I'd take the week off and go back to Spain and see my mum and dad, which I did. At the time, my dad was 56, and he had type 1 diabetes, which had been diagnosed when he was 30. And at the time, they were not very good at dealing with it. They didn't really know much. So his body had been deteriorating without him realizing. Some years ago, before when I went, he had lost his sight, but through an operation was able to recover partially the sight of one eye, which was enough for him. At this point, he suffered from dialysis, so my mum, being a nurse, was able to care for him at home and change the bags and so on. We had a really nice week, very much unexpected. And during that week, we visited some friends. And there was a conversation between my father and his friend, who is the father of a very close friend of mine since childhood. And in the conversation, my father said he was a man of God. He believed he was Christian. He said, "You see, I'm ready to meet the Lord." My father was 56. "I'm ready to meet the Lord. I'm at peace. I flew back to the UK on Friday, and my dad passed away the following Monday. And I can say that I was grateful to God for giving me that last week, very much unexpected." And reflecting on the conversation between my father and his friend, I realized that my dad had experienced the peace that we can only get from God. In the scriptures, the term peace is described as a gift from God. Philippians 4, verse 7, in there we have a wonderful promise. "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It is important to notice the context of this promise, because that is where we find the condition. Verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and under all circumstances, including that of suffering." Anxiety and prayer are two great opposite forces in Christian experience. Thanksgiving, along with prayer and petition, are the antidote to worry. God's peace is promised to guard those who pray with thanksgiving about everything. If we place our full confidence in a loving God and are thankful in every circumstance, we will experience this supernatural peace, an inner calm that will dominate the heart despite the tempest raging outside. I don't know if you have ever experienced that peace, but I know my father did, and I know I did that too when he died. I knew I wasn't going to see him for some time, but I also knew that was not the end. And that brought calm and peace to my heart. And that brings me to the last ingredient, and that is the promise. The promise that we find from the Bible reading we had today, Revelation 21, verse 4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. All the memories of pain and suffering will be forgotten in the wonder of the new order which God creates. The time will come when death itself shall die, and we will know perfect peace and joy. Jesus is the King of Peace, and he defeated death on the cross for us. So as we pray, let's remember that God listens. He cares for you, and he wants to give you his peace here and now, not just in the future, but now. And he also promises that one day there will be no more suffering, and that is all because he cares. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, so that we may have life and have it to the full. We thank you for the gift of prayer that it is in our hands for us to use. We know that you are a God of love and you listen to us. Help us to put our trust in you in all circumstances. So I will leave this place tonight, enfold us with your love, and may we feel your peace in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.